Hi, this is Randy Barnes from Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, HOPE Services. Today, I have a guest with me, and I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Good morning. It's Melinda Slusser. I'm the superintendent of the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, or HOPE Services. I'm glad to be here with you, Randy.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes. I think you can give us some information that everybody out there is interested in. On March 15th, there is an additional levy on the ballot for HOPE Services. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, the levy is a 1.5 mil levy, which is on the ballot. It'll generate $1.1 million for HOPE Services. And essentially, the money will be used for continuing the existing level of service and meeting the needs of new people that come to us in Henry County.
Okay, tell me, what other funding sources are in place at this time?
We have other levies. We have some continuing levies and a renewal levy on the ballot, or not on the ballot, but rather in place. And there's also some state and Medicaid money that we're tied into very closely.
Tell me a little bit about the TPPT tax and make it really simple for me.
Okay. Well, the TPP tax is the Tangible Personal Property Tax. It's essentially a business tax which generates money from the state to help offset the loss of property tax revenue on a local level for schools and county boards like ourselves.
Okay. And what happened to that?
Well, that is being phased out. It's been dropped down significantly in the last few years, and now it's going to be phased out completely. So over the period of the next four years, we will lose over $3.5 million in just the loss of tangible personal property.
Okay, yeah, that makes it really simple for me now. What also has happened to the state and federal funding that we've got used to or still yet, but...
Well, we're losing a lot of that. I mean, TPPT tax was a big portion of that, but a lot of the funding that we're getting outside of local levy dollars is being phased out.
What services are now being offered by the Henry County Board of DD?
Well, as you know, Randy, we serve the entire lifespan, so from early intervention through school age, we have service and support administration, our SAS adult day program, our supported employment program, and transportation. So we serve people throughout their entire lifespan and help support them meet their dreams.
Okay, then how does a private provider tie into all this? Because that's a big thing now that I'm really aware of, but the general public might not be.
Sure, we work very closely with all the providers in this county, and we fund services that providers provide. So class or easy living is providing a service, those are services that are funded by the Henry County Board of DD. So we work very closely with all the providers in this county to ensure that what folks receive is of high quality.
So a private provider is like a private company that delivers some of the services that maybe in the past we used to.
That's correct.
Okay, the demand for services has increased over the years. Is that still true?
Yes, we're serving 2 to 3% more people each year. New people move into the county. They hear good things about Henry County Board of DD, and a lot of folks do move here for the services. And folks, frankly, just come out of the woodwork, and we're serving more and more people every day. Folks live longer with medical technology, so, you know, the supports are in place for a lot longer.
How will this levy affect the average person in Henry County? In other words, me, the taxpayer.
Well, for a person that owns a $100,000 home, that this will cost you $52.50 a year.
So that's going to tell me what I need to know. Who specifically are we serving?
We serve all babies, children, and adults who have developmental disabilities in Henry County. Right now we're serving over 300 people, and we're seeing that number grow.
Okay, I know it grows. Anything you wish to add?
Well, I ask for your support of our levy. HOPE Services does change lives and makes a real difference in the quality of life here in Henry County, and we want you to help us keep doing that. So thank you for your support at the polls.
Any person that they can call if somebody wants specifically information on this levy?
Feel free to call me, Melinda Slusser.
Okay. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Randy.
If you have a question about HOPE Services in general, please call 419-599-2892. That's the Maumee Street office. If you have a question about supported employment or early intervention services, please call 419-592-0126. That's the Scott Street office. March 15th, there's a general election, so don't forget to get out and exercise your right to vote.
Preceding message was brought to you by Hope Services, Henry County Board of DD, Levy Committee. Paul Wayne, Treasurer.